Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Michael Callahan, C-O-L-I-H-A-N. Michael Callahan is a 62-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 5/26/21. But at that time, he dropped a metal binder, B-I-N-D-E-R, that is a horizontal piece on the back of his truck, onto his, quote, baby toe, period, unquote. He did go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a broken toe, period. He did have a surgery, after which he developed an infection, period. He then received intravenous antibiotics for 8 months and also had a second surgery, period. He is no longer receiving any active care, period. New paragraph per the record supplied. Mr. Callahan was seen at Inspira Urgent Care on 5/26/21. Pretty stated he dropped a chain onto his steel-toed boot, injuring his right fifth toe, period. However, the area where this fell did not cover his toe. Period. He had immediate 10/10 pain, period. He was examined and underwent X-rays that showed a distal fifth proximal phalanx fracture with soft tissue swelling. Pretty was placed in a surgical shoe and referred for orthopedic consultation, period. He then had an MRI of the right foot on 6/11/21 to be inserted here, period. On 6/18/21, Dr. Brzozowski, B-R-Z-O-Z-O-W-S-K-I, performed incision and drainage and bone biopsy of the right fifth digit. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was abscess of the right fifth digit. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Callahan was seen in follow-up by Dr. Brzozowski on 6/29/21. Period. She noted the results of his MRI that revealed probable abscess at the middle phalanx with edema in the bone. Period. Biopsy results reveal the tissue and bone culture to be normal skin flora. Period. Exam found mild swelling with serous drainage. Period. Sutures were distal and proximally intact. Period. The central area, which was left open, has decreased in depth. Period. There were no signs of infection. Period. She then explained, although the bone culture was normal, there was drainage coming from the fifth digit incision. Period. She wanted an infectious disease opinion to address that. Period. His fifth digit was redressed. Period. He continued to be seen by Dr. Brzozowski over the ensuing months, period. On 7/6/21, exam found serous drainage upon removal of the central eschar, but the central area, which was left open, has decreased in depth to 1 millimeter. Period. There were no signs of infection, and he had an attack neurovascular exam, period. Another diagnosis of cellulitis of the right toe was rendered, but he was going to remain in the postoperative shoe and follow up in 1 week. Period. Did follow up frequently over the next few months. Period. This ran through 8/17/22, but at that time he was cleared to return to full duty work as of 8/17/22. 22-22 period. She noted new x-rays from 7-13-21 revealed abnormality at the base of the distal phalanx. A bone from the middle phalanx and proximal phalanx appears intact without evidence of osteomyelitis, although it is diminished secondary to the bone biopsy. Period culture from 8-19-21 revealed rare coagulase negative staph susceptible to clindamycin. Period MRI from 12-21-21 revealed no evidence of osteomyelitis or sinus tracts. Paired new x-rays revealed no evidence of osteomyelitis. Paired pathology reveals no osteomyelitis. Period. On September 27, 2021, she referred him to a wound care center. Period. He had been on oral antibiotics per the infectious disease specialist and will begin intravenous therapy the following day. Period. New paragraph. X-rays on 7-15-21 showed a fracture of the middle phalanx of the fifth toe. Period. There was an irregularity on the base of the terminal phalanx. Period. On 8-19-21, Dr. Berzazowski performed excision of ulceration with delayed primary closure of the right fifth digit. Period. The postoperative diagnosis is ulceration of the right fifth digit. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Collin was seen by infectious disease specialist Dr. Ferrin, F-E-R-I-N, on 9-15-21. Period. By then, he was status post 2 incision and drainage procedures. Period. There had been purulence coming from the toe. Period. Initially, cultures were negative, but on the most recent surgical culture, they grew actinomyces, actinomyces, neui, neuia, and phenogoldia, finegoldia. Period. Clinically, the toe has a deep amount of inflammation, but did not seem like any ascending cellulitis. Period. He recommended intravenous antibiotics. Period. He did have a PICC line administered to facilitate these antibiotics being administered. Period. New paragraph on 9-27-21. He had chest x-ray. That for a history of right lung abscess and a history of pneumonia. Period. It was compared to a CAT scan of 9-23-21. Period. The slightly enlarged 9.5 centimeter right lower lobe bulla, B-U-L-L-A, had mildly improved peripheral thickening. Period. There was grossly stable, streaky peripheral airspace disease, likely reflecting a typical infection. Period. The PICC line was inserted on 9-28-21. Period. He also received home health care services. Period. On 10-19-21, x-rays of the foot showed postoperative changes and diminished soft tissue swelling compared to x-rays of 7-15-21 and MRI of 6-11-21. Period. He had a repeat MRI on 11-18-21 compared to plain x-rays of 5-26-21. Period. There was no evidence of osteomyelitis or soft tissue abscess along the right fifth toe. Period. On 5-12-22, Dr. Brzezkowski performed amputation of the right fifth digit for a diagnosis of chronic osteomyelitis / cellulitis of the right fifth digit. period, physical exam. General appearance, he had a hoarse smoker's voice. Period, a rough texture to the hands bilaterally. Period, extremities lower. Inspection revealed massive swelling of the left knee. Period, there was amputation of the right fifth toe and bunions bilaterally. Period, there was callus formation on the sole of the right fifth metatarsal phalangeal joint and the right thenar area. Period. He states he wears shoes one size larger now, but does not use any padding or orthotics. Period. Motion of the left ankle was from 15 to 115 degrees of flexion. Period. Motion of the right, that was the knee, from 15 to 115 degrees of flexion. Period. Motion of the right knee as well as both hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-5. Resisted left hamstring and quadricep strength and right extensor hallucis longus strength, but this was otherwise 5-5. Period. He declined palpation of his right foot in order to avoid tenderness being elicited. Period. Extremities lower. He ambulated with a limp favoring his left knee. Period. He could not extend it fully. Period. He demonstrated a gait, his gait without wearing shoes. Period. He was able to stand on his heels and toes. Period. His gait was improved when he did don his sneakers. Period. Impressions on 5/26/21. Michael Callahan's right foot was crushed by a heavy metal object while at work. Pretty was seen at urgent care immediately where x-rays showed a fracture. Period. He quickly came under the podiatry care of Dr. Berzikowski and had additional diagnostic studies, including MRI, serial MRI studies, and x-rays. Period. He submitted to various surgical procedures, including an incision and drainage procedure on two occasions. Period. He ultimately underwent amputation of the right fifth toe on 5/12/22. Period. He did receive intravenous antibiotics through a PICC line while at home. Period. He also participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. He saw Dr. Berzazowski through 8/17/22 when she cleared him for full duty. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found there to be absence of the right fifth toe consistent with his amputation. Period. There was callus formation on the sole of the right fifth metatarsal phalangeal area. Period. There was massive swelling of the left knee, of which he was already aware. Period. This prevented him from fully straightening the knee, both when supine and while ambulating. Period. He declined having palpation of the right foot performed. Period. He was able to stand on his heels and toes. Period. When wearing his sneakers, he had an improved gait with a less pronounced limp on the left. Period. New paragraph. There is 100% permanent partial disability referable to the right small toe. Period. This is for the orthopedic and neurologic residuals of crush injury with fracture and infection treated surgically on several occasions, culminating in amputation. Period. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot. Period. He currently admits he has no issues with the right foot and toe, but he does have problems with the left knee with pain and swelling. Pretty stated this was due to compensating for the right foot. Period. He continues to smoke tobacco for the last 50 years. Pretty quit drinking alcohol about 2 weeks ago. Pretty does enjoy motorcycles and exercises by doing yard work all the time. Pretty's activities correspond with his voice and the callus formation and rough texture on the hands bilaterally. Period. End.